today's podcast, the second of a three-part series on movement in the workplace. I'm here with Betsy Banker, the Wellness Market Manager at Ergotron, and we're going to talk about the importance of standing desks at work. Betsy, there's been so much in the news about sitting and how it's bad for our health. What gives? Why are we talking about this now?
Well, I think for many years we've known about the benefits of exercise activity, but it's really only been in the last 20 years or so that the research has started to accumulate about low-level activity, also referred to as non-exercise activity, and that transition coincides with the increase in sedentary computer-based jobs and really just all of the technology that's been developed that takes a lot of the manual labor out of the everyday tasks that we do. So in the last 6 years, major research has started studying that sedentary behavior that's developing and revealing the link between that and early mortality, as well as increased risk for chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer.
A lot of us have to sit for our jobs. What's the main concern?
Well, that's exactly right. Sitting has become the most common posture in today's workplace, and it's linked with a laundry list of health concerns. I mean, ranging from metabolic to mental health to musculoskeletal issues. You know, a lot of the chronic diseases and conditions are influenced or exacerbated by inactivity, as well as things like back pain and, you know, even depression. So all of these things affect our ability to be present and to perform when we're at work. And really, it impacts how we feel at the end of the day when we go home.
But isn't that why companies offer perks like, say, a gym membership or gym membership discounts?
Well, that's the most interesting part, because moderate to vigorous exercise is great. It's really important, but it doesn't counteract the negative impacts of too much sitting. These are separate things. So it's possible to meet the daily guidelines for physical activity and still be highly sedentary, which is why the office environment, which is a place where, you know, people typically spend 8 hours a day sitting, becomes a focus. Because in addition to the gym membership, businesses need to look at ways to get people moving while they're at the office, like having walking meetings or allowing people to use sit-stand desks. Increasing movement without decreasing productivity is really the goal.
Okay, the science makes sense, but it sounds like a major cost and project to overhaul an office. Is that truly the case?
No, not at all. Ergotron has a complete line of retrofit solutions that work with existing office furniture. So depending on your environment and the needs of the user, you can actually select a solution that works for the individual. It maybe clamps to the front or back of a desk or even just rests on top. But what you can do is instantly create that sit-stand workstation building off of your existing infrastructure. So you don't need to overhaul all of your furniture or even your entire office all at once. You know, every business approaches it in a different way, sometimes by selecting even a single work group. For instance, people that are on the phone all day with limited opportunities to get away, or maybe even focusing on employees that experience back or neck pain. But ultimately, there are a lot of ways where you can gradually transition to embracing a more movement-friendly culture.
And how do you determine, quote-unquote, the best solution?
If you visit the Ergotron website at ergotron.com, there is a WorkFit Finder tool on the website that you can use to select a solution that would be appropriate for your own workstation, or you could also contact your local IT or furniture reseller, and they will be able to assist you in the process of selecting a single solution or even multiple solutions for an organization. Visit the ergotron.com website with the where to buy locator in order to find a reseller that is local to you.
Okay, let's ask about the cost.
Okay, so the cost of a work fit is about the equivalent of the cost of a cup of coffee a day. And there's a lot of research to suggest that an investment in movement could really pay off in healthcare costs in the long run. You know, studies have found that inactive employees cost hundreds of dollars more per year than active employees.
I've heard some people say they like standing up for certain projects or tasks. Are there any performance benefits?
Well, what you've heard is pretty common. A lot of people find that they prefer standing for certain tasks or during certain times of the day, for instance, maybe after lunch. The best part is that each individual gets to choose how much or how little based on their own needs without ever interrupting workflow. And that's leading to some major productivity benefits. A recent study by Texas A&M University found that employees using sit-stand desks were 45% more productive than those with sit-only workstations. And there are also studies linking movement with increased mental performance and mood states, helping employees give their optimal best. And I don't know if you've ever been a back pain sufferer, but if so, you know how distracting that can be. And a study by Stanford University showed a significant reduction in chronic low back pain by using a sit-stand workstation, and that the absence of that pain also resulted in greater focus and productivity.
Is there any correlation to the company's bottom line?
Well, I sure think so. Increased productivity is definitely going to benefit the company. And organizations investing in wellness and employee satisfaction, of which I believe sit-stand is a component, have been shown in different studies to outperform the S&P 500, linking wellness and satisfaction with company performance. So that's a really exciting thing. And another way to look at it is through healthcare costs, which tend to be one of an organization's largest expenses. So by better managing, preventing, or, you know, in some cases, even reversing health problems associated with inactivity, employers and employees alike can lower their healthcare costs. Certainly, increased productivity has an impact, as does engaged, focused employees.
That's great, Betsy. Let me see if I can wrap some of this up. Our workplaces have become too sedentary.
Mm-hmm.
The impact is physical and financial.
That's right.
The payoff will be short-term and long-term in respect to the productivity and health,
mm-hmm.
and it's an environment that an employer has complete control over.
That's right.
Fantastic. This concludes our second of three, Movement at the Workplace and How to Embrace It. Visit ergotron.com or juststand.org for more information.